Good morning, how are you? It's Trina here on Classic Hits with something for the weekend. And Dr. Jennifer Owens is in from theglowclinic.ie. She is an aesthetic medicine practitioner. So we're talking all things to do with fillers, Botox, all that kind of jazz. Tell me, Jennifer, we spoke about Botox before. What are fillers?
Fillers are, well, most of the fillers on the market are made with hyaluronic acid. So that's what I'll focus on, because there are other ones, but that can complicate it a little bit. Fillers are, there's different thicknesses of them. Some of them are used to plump up lips, which is probably the one that most people are familiar with.
And we're seeing that a lot now, aren't we?
Oh God, yeah, we are. And some of them do not fit the faces that
they're
on.
No, they're too big, aren't they?
Oh, they're too big. They're the wrong shape. And when, like, a big thing with fillers is when people move, because they're around your muscles, they can impact how your muscles move. That, you know, even at rest, something can look good and then they move and you're like, whoa, what?
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
that?
Yeah. So when people come in and they say they want the big, massive lips, what are you saying to them?
I usually ask them to go back to whoever gave it to them the last time, because I'm unlikely to make them happy. I generally look at their face, you know, someone with big cheekbones, big eyes and tiny, tiny, tiny lips. If you've ever seen one of those photos where Angelina Jolie was altered, you know, they can carry a bigger lip than what they have. But I generally try and kind of counsel them to look at the whole picture,
because it can make a huge difference. You know, if you do have particularly thin lips, it can look lovely.
And with age as well, lips tend to thin. So a lot of older ladies where we're looking at like liquid lifting and tightening up their jawlines, if they've got these tiny, tiny little lips with lots of lines around them, you're going to need to do something to balance it.
So the lip filler then, how often do people get lip filler done, and do they need any dent time?
Lip filler, some people try and get it a little bit more often, but I would advise kind of 4 to 6 months. You know, twice a year should be plenty. Now, it does vary. If you have someone with exceptionally thin lips for their face, who's lost some teeth and they've lost lots of volume, you may have to work a little bit harder to just get to the normal kind of balanced size for their face.
Okay. Is there anybody that it's not going to be suitable for?
Well, I try and advise younger people not to start too early. You know, when you inject the lips, you can get fibrosis of the tissue. If someone has an active cold sore, absolutely not. And certain autoimmune diseases and things like that would really not be a good idea. The main thing, though, is attending someone who's able to deal with any complications that could arise, because fillers are not technically a medical device. Botox is a prescription medication. There are only certain people who can buy that. Fillers is not. And there was a big case in the UK recently about a patient called Rachel Napier who was injected by a beautician. The filler blocked an artery in her lip. Her whole lip swelled up to where it was almost touching her nose. She almost lost her lip, because when the blood supply is cut off in a situation like that, the skin starts to die. The beautician was unable to help her, and she almost lost her lip. Now, she did find a medical clinic that were able to take care of it, but she's been in Parliament and everything in the UK to try and bring in some more regulation, because fillers are actually a lot more dangerous than Botox.
Yeah, you wouldn't even think about that. Sure you wouldn't, because
No. You
don't see it as being an operation or anything, but it's quite dangerous.
I mean, some of the products are supposed to be able to last for up to 24 months or even longer. Now, if you get an infection in something like that, that's staying there for that length of time, you can have really big problems. You know, if it ends up somewhere it's not supposed to, like in an artery or a blood vessel, you can have quite disastrous consequences. So it's really important that whoever is injecting knows what they're doing, is able to deal with cases of infection or, you know, vascular occlusion or things like that, as well as, you know, make it look good.
Okay. Now, where else would you get the filler?
I use filler pretty much all over the face. As we age, our facial skeleton shrinks. So we have skin that's losing its elasticity and collagen, that's sitting on something that's smaller. So everything starts to go downwards.
She's always full of good news,
yeah,
isn't she? She's great.
Well, the good news is we can pull it back up a little bit. So the temple area, I think lots of, you'd see, you know, those old ladies with the hollow temples by their eyes. That's an incredibly aging area to lose volume from. So that's somewhere that I often replace volume, although, you know, I've yet to have somebody come in asking me to fill up their temples. You can use it in the cheeks, you can use it in the chin just to balance the profile. You can adjust the shape of the nose in something that's called a non-surgical nose job. You can lift the tip, smooth bumps. But obviously all of this has to fit with your own anatomy. You know, you're not going to come out with Kim Kardashian's face if you don't
or Scarlett Johansson lips or whatever. Yeah, exactly, I know.
You don't have the basic underlying kind of similarity.
Tell me, is there a huge cost when it comes to filler or does it vary?
Filler varies, but the products themselves are quite expensive. So, you know, someone looking for a liquid facelift can be looking at a few thousand. Now, that result can last up to 2 years. And the trouble is we're all ageing. So generally I have people where either they have a specific event, their daughter's getting married, or, you know, there's something has sparked this. They just feel they look wrecked. And we work to get them kind of to where they want to be. And that varies for people depending on their bone structure, you know, their genetics, their lifestyle, whether they've baked themselves in the sun. If they've lost a lot of weight, they can lose that off their face. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of go on maintenance where it's like, you know, we'll just keep tipping away because we keep aging. So let's just try and hold that back.
Yeah. And thanks, Jennifer. How can we get in touch with you? You're on theglowclinic.ie, first of all.
Yes. And the best email is hello@theglowclinic.ie. The Instagram is theglowclinic.ie and my own Instagram is @thedailyglow_.
Thanks, Jennifer. We'll have you back very soon. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.